And according to the report, there will be less beef produced in 2015 compared to this year. World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Jerry Benge has the numbers.
We're looking for another 1% reduction in beef production owing to the tight cattle supply, the size of the herd, and so forth. We're looking at 24.56 billion pounds in 2014 and a reduction to 24.32 billion pounds in 2015.
But that should mean good news for the price producers will receive for their product.
You look at the 2015 price for steers, you're seeing an increase of about 3.2%. Again, we're looking at a continuing tight supply on the beef front. So we're looking at a price now at $150.75 per hundredweight for 2015 compared to $146.09 per hundredweight for 2014.
Now, when it comes to pork production, USDA is forecasting it to be up almost 3% next year compared to 2014.
One, we think we're going to see an increase in farrowing activity. Two, we think that the pigs per litter will show a slow but gradual recovery. We're thinking that the PED virus certainly will not be eradicated, but we think that we're making a step in the direction of at least making progress on that front. And three, we think that these animals will be fed to higher weights.
And all that is despite the porcine epidemic diarrhea virus concerns. And Bangy looks at what that does mean for hog prices.
We're looking at the 2015 price now at $72.75 per hundredweight. That's down about 6.6% from the $77.92 that will be recorded for 2014.
Bangy also has a first look at broiler production and price forecast for next year.
Broilers, we see those advancing from 38.43 billion pounds in 14 to 39.28 billion pounds in 2015. That's an increase of 2.2%. Now, the reason for that is that the returns have been fairly attractive. They've seen record prices for broilers in some cases, and certainly that has been an inducement to increase production some. We're looking at continued fairly strong prices at $1.03 per pound for 2014 and about just short of $1.04 a pound for 2015. So we're continuing to see a fairly strong price there. Some of that, of course, is spillover from the red meat sector, especially where we're having the relatively tight beef supplies.
Now, on the dairy side, the new numbers show more production next year.
What we're looking at now is a fairly substantial increase in milk production for 2015. We've seen very good returns in industry. We do expect to see cow numbers to increase some, and we actually expect to see the milk per cow to continue to increase. We're looking at right now for 2015 at 212.1 billion pounds of milk production compared to 206.1 billion pounds in 2014. That's an increase of 3%.
But prices for dairy producers in 2015 are forecast to be less than what they are this year.
We are looking at continuing fairly strong price for 2014 at $22.85 for all milk. That's up 5 cents from our previous forecast and reflects a Class 3 price at $20.70, which is up 5 cents, and a Class 4 price forecast, which is at $21.45, up 10 cents. Now, when you get to the 2015 year, with the 3% increase in production, one would expect to see somewhat lower prices, and reflects a Class 3 price of $17.40, which is down about 16%, and a Class 4 price of $19.10 per hundredweight, which is down about 11% from the 2014 level.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.